Researchers from the Australian College of Road Safety propose a benchmarked road user assessment program to provide feedback to drivers. Since 2020, deaths on Australian roads have increased annually, with over 1,300 casualties being recorded in 2025. The researchers suggest successful implementation of the program could improve driver skills and overall road safety for Australians. The Wire's Tony Pankaluik spoke to Associate Professor Ram Subramaniam from the University of Canberra's Faculty of Science and Technology to learn more.
What they say is the basis is that while we have safety standards for vehicles as well as roads, we don't have safety ratings for road users, and that's critical. And as part of their report, they identify five areas where feedback could be provided to road users, mainly car or vehicle drivers, to drive safely or to adopt what we call as pro-social driving. And that involves assessing the road users or the driver's skills and knowledge. It could be their past driving history as well as their licensing information. And then making an itinerary based on what are the traffic conditions, what are your driving preferences, and what are the weather conditions. So that can give you some sort of an itinerary for your trip, which should be personalized to you. Then as the drivers make the trip, it's all about looking at the driver and then assessing their behavior, which is risk management, as well as self-maintenance and driver monitoring. And then once they finish driving, the question is, can we give the drivers useful feedback as to how they can adopt best practices while driving?
And Ram, how could it all be implemented? Just say like this program, this user feedback, all the things we've just spoken about, how could it be implemented if it's successful, like going into the future?
So this is still an idea. So we proposed this idea, and I think the next 3 to 5 years, we'll probably look at how do we implement this. But this can be done, I strongly feel, because I come from the AI data discipline. I think we can use the latest developments in AI and generative AI as well to kind of see what we proposing through this road user assess and assist program. That's what we call. We just don't want to call it an assist program so that it's like the big brother watching us, but then it's supposed to assist road users. In fact, you might know that anybody that has got an expensive vehicle, let me call it that way, with an ADAs, Advanced Driver Assistance System, will know that AI technology is already in place to kind of figure out when the car has inadvertently moved across lanes and so on. And then there's also this autonomous braking in the newer cars that brake even as they see some sort of danger ahead. So some systems are already in place. What we want to do is kind of extend that to all road users in some sense.
So you've mentioned AI, but is some of the assessment program, is that called like telematics, if I'm getting that correct, or is that a little bit different? If you talk just a little bit about the telematics.
So telematics is all about gathering information from sensors in the car or the vehicle and then transmitting it to some storage or the server so that this data can be analyzed later. In fact, what we are thinking is it's already in some respect, it's there with the AMI. They already have an app that uses the mobile phone sensor data, what we call as accelerometers that we have in the mobile phones. They use that plus the GPS to kind of score how you're driving using some basic sensors. So what we see from studies is that people think that they're better drivers than they actually are. So that's the basis. So what we want to do is, especially with young adults who are prone to more risky driving behavior, we might want to do something like get them to drive using a driving simulator and then ask them for their subjective self-reports as to how well they drove and then compare this against objective analytics in the form of a visualization dashboard. So tell them this is where you made driving errors, this is where you were distracted and so on, so that they exactly know what's the difference between their self-assessment and the objective analytics. This, we hope, will induce a behavioral change in drivers over the long term and promote safer driving.
To your knowledge, overseas, like, is there any other countries that are maybe using or are working on a similar type of system? Or is this just basically like an innovation done by researchers here in Australia?
I think Europe is far ahead of the pack in terms of how they prioritize driver safety. I think they have much higher safety standards than we do. That's my rudimentary knowledge in the topic. And I think they would have similar initiatives there as well.
So is there anything else you want to add just as we wrap up?
So what we basically trying to do is, how do we achieve this Vision Zero that the Australian government has? So once you have an accident, it's not just about you. There are others affected, and you might take a long time to kind of heal and come back to normal. So there's a lot of economic burden in the rehabilitation and so on. So it's beneficial for all of us to adopt safer driving behaviors. And the question is, how do we incentivize such behaviors? And to that, I think we have to go to stakeholders like insurance providers and so on, and even the road safety authority. So how do we demonstrate that we have a history of good driving? So it can't be just based on the demerit points. If we have a day-to-day log, which is what I think we can produce, or summaries of our driving history over the last 6 to 12 months, I think that should be a reasonable evidence-based demonstration of good driving behavior, which could be useful following an accident. When you make a claim, you say, this was a mistake, but I'm generally a safe driver, and hopefully this brings insurance premiums down and so on. And conversely, this helps more people to adopt this program. So that's what my feeling is.
Associate Professor Ram Subramaniam from the University of Canberra, speaking to The Wire's Tony Pankaluik.